AP Update, I'm Tim McGuire. A woman who lost her legs in the Boston Marathon bombing testifies at the penalty phase of Johar Tsarnaev's trial. Celeste Corcoran recalls being thrown into the air and landing hard on the sidewalk after the first bomb exploded. She says she learned only after her legs had been amputated that her 17-year-old daughter, Sydney, was also seriously hurt and almost bled to death. Northeastern University Law School professor Daniel Medwood says the prosecutors want to show that Tsarnaev had no regard for the health and lives of his victims.
Prosecutors are going to undoubtedly argue that these crimes were committed in a particularly heinous, cruel manner. Because the idea that you could put a backpack right down in front of a kid, knowing that a bomb was about to go off, that shows callousness. That shows heinousness.
All 12 jurors have to agree on the death penalty, or else Tsarnaev will be sentenced to life in prison without parole. AP Update, I'm Tim McGuire.